Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We have a great show for you today, and as always, if you want to call in, you can call in right now at 323-870-3857, and we'll be here till about 8 o'clock tonight. And today, we're going to talk about the PBC, just released their new schedule. We'll tell you all about it. They got some good fights on there, some not so good. It is what it is. Beeb, the most exciting news in decades. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. have signed to fight in September, Beeb. It's happening. We'll talk about that later, but first, we get started with Virgil Ortiz versus Samuel Vargas. Virgil Ortiz wins a seventh-round TKO over Sammy Vargas. Ortiz looked really good, got off some good body work throughout the fight. After the fight, he called out Danny Garcia or Keith Thurman. Spoiler alert. Neither one of those fights are going to happen, right? Am I wrong here?
I think you're 100% right.
He's not fighting either one of those guys. So, you know, listen, man, Virgil Ortiz looked good. He's developing, everything like that. But who's he going to fight next over there? I mean, really, like all the guys are on the other side of the street. The two guys that he wants to fight, that fight ain't happening. That fight ain't coming close to happening, son.
What about Crawford? Called out Crawford.
Cleaned up by Crawford.
Called out Crawford before, too.
Yeah, I don't think that fight happens either.
So
you know what? I mean, do you think, let me ask you right now. Okay, so in our current climate, do you think that promoters are going to be more willing to work with each other and make bigger fights, or are they more apt to keep it in-house?
Well, it depends. PBC people, outside of Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, they've pretty much been keeping it in-house anyways.
Yeah.
And they've been fine doing that. There's still a lot of big fights.
There's so much talent over there. It doesn't even make sense.
There's so many fights they could make over there. So they don't – let me answer it this way. No one's going to cross the street unless they have to.
Yeah.
Which is the way it always was.
The way it is, you know. That's why when you're a fighter and you sign with somebody, I mean, you know, if you're an established fighter, like Crawford when he signed back with Bob Arum, I mean, listen, man, I mean, he's getting a lot of bread per fight. But if you're talking about fighting, you know, the guys on the other side of the street, you better think again, you know.
Yeah.
So not much you can do there. So, I mean, decent fight. This is what we expected, though, from Virgil Ortiz. I mean, it wasn't – we expected this, at least I expected it to be a squash match. It was. So this was on DAZN. DAZN's boxing back for the first time here in a little bit, which brings us to our train wreck of the week. Aside from the whole card on DAZN, Cienza Estrada versus Miranda Adkins. I don't know. This was insane. Babe, you saw this, I'm sure. Estrada knocks out Adkins in 7 seconds. I have no idea where they found Miranda Adkins, but she clearly had no business in the ring. She looked scared to death in there.
She was frozen.
Yeah, and Adkins, JC just said in the chat, she was like 40. She's in her 40s. I don't know if she's 45 or what, but she's in her 40s.
42.
She had no business in there.
She was 42 years old.
When that bell rang, before that bell rang, you looked at her, she looked scared to death. She came out, she didn't even look like she knew how to put her hands up. That girl just tagged her, and that fight was over. I don't know who booked this crap. I mean, well, obviously it was De La Hoya and Golden Boy. That was awful. That was awful.
Well, what about the California State Athletic Commission for allowing it to take place?
Well, look, what was her record? What, because I, you know, I thought about that too. I think, what was it? Atkins is like 7 fights in, and I think the other girl had like 6 or 7 fights, but she had lost some. I mean, so it didn't, you know, on paper, it didn't look like that much of a mismatch. And, you know what's funny? And Jem J in the chat just said that's not the worst we've seen. Unfortunately, you're right. You know, I mean, it wasn't the worst that we've seen, but I hate to see it. Yeah, I mean, it was awful. It was just awful. You know, you're right. I mean, you know, JC in the chat's right, or Jem J in the chat's right. That wasn't the worst. That wasn't the worst we've seen. You know, it was awful. Just awful, man. And you would think, I mean, you know, so California said, hey, this is a go. But, I mean, really, like, why would you book this? I mean, this does nothing for your fighter. Nothing. It doesn't challenge her at all. I mean, it does absolutely zero for your fighter. Just stupid.
It was just disgraceful, to be perfectly honest.
It really was.
She had 5 fights.
5 fights. Okay, and the other one had what, 7?
The girl that she replaced?
I thought it was like 7 or 9 fights, something along those lines.
But she's fighting someone that's 17-0 that's a world champion.
She was 17-0, Cienza was?
Yeah. Much, and she's 28 years old.
Right.
28 years old fighting a 42-year-old.
Come on.
The other girl was better than her.
Yeah, man, there's no way that should have even been sanctioned.
Shouldn't have been, you know, they should have never, the athletic commission should have never allowed that fight to take place. Never.
No.
She shouldn't have been allowed.
Well, they're allowing the Tyson Jones Jr. fight to take place in there in California, too. So there you go.
Great fight.
Back in like 93, you know. All right, ESPN, we had Joe Joyce versus Michael Wallace. Not much to say here. I never have much to say about Joyce, and that's good for me. Joe Joyce wins via KO over Michael Wallace in the 3rd round. It was a typical squash match for Joyce, who's usually put in there with overmatched guys. Now Joe Joyce will most likely face Daniel Dubois in his next fight after they've been talking about this for seemingly years. And that will be the last time we ever have to hear from Joe Joyce.
Yeah, I think he's going to get hurt.
I don't like Joe Joyce. I think he's 35 years old. I think they're just putting it's not that I dislike him. I dislike the hype that they put around this guy who clearly is going to be overmatched. You take a look and you watch how he's going to be overmatched. He just will be. Anytime he steps up in caliber, he is going to be overmatched.
I think Dubois beats him.
I think Dubois murders him. I don't even think it's close.
He can beat him handily.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think it's close. Also on ESPN, Oscar Valdez versus Jason Velez. Valdez wins in a 10th round KO over Jason Velez. Valdez dropped Velez. I tell you what, easy for me to say here. In round 5 and twice in round 10. After the fight, Valdez called out Miguel Burchelt. Can we just have this fight already? Both guys obviously want to fight the other guy. Why can't we just have this fight already, man?
It's going to be a good fight on paper. But Valdez, he can't fight like that. There's no way he can lay back like that.
No.
I was surprised that he was like laying back like that. It seemed like he was trying to fight uncharacteristically, not his style. It just looked like he was trying to do something entirely different than he's used to doing. And it's one thing when you have a new trainer, but a new trainer should never try to totally revamp your style from top to bottom. You maybe should tweak things, add little nuances to your style, but to totally recreate somebody who's already a good fighter.
Not good.
I don't see the need for it, in my opinion. But,
you know, I tell you what. I mean, a lot of people say that Miguel Burchell fight, that's going to be a lot closer than me. I think that fight's going to be a blowout after watching this one.
No, a lot of people have said before this fight and are saying it now that they think Valdez is going to get destroyed by Burchell. And
yeah,
I don't know.
I get murked, man.
I think it's an interesting fight. I mean, it's obviously you got to favor Burchell, but
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be a walkover like everyone says it.
You know, I think you got to consider Styles too. He might have that style that gives Burchell trouble.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know,
because Valdez is a tough son of a bitch, man. He's a dog in there.
Yeah. Boxing Freak 91 says he's got some dog in him. He sure does. But I still think, you know, you're going to need a lot more than that against Burchell.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's got to be the next fight for him, no?
Hopefully.
I feel like we've been talking about this fight forever.
Yeah. I don't see where else he can go, you know. Now, will the money be a problem? Will these guys have an issue with the money if they can't fight in front of a live gate? And we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully that's not an obstacle. I don't see that as being an obstacle, but who knows? Anything is possible.
Well, you know what's crazy is that, like, so this weekend in the UFC, Darren Till and Robert Whittaker fought. All right.
Yeah, it was a huge fight.
It was a great fight, but it was a huge fight. Those are two big-name guys. That would have headlined any other card, too, you know, and this was on ESPN or whatever. I mean, these are two – that's a headline fight. That's a big-time fight.
That's a good fight.
And, you know, boxing, we're not getting that. I mean, we're about to get it with that PBC. There's some good fights in there. But everybody talks about how the UFC, you know, underpays their guys, blah, blah, blah. Listen, say what you want, but they're keeping that thing running. And they're keeping it running on a high level. You know, that Tuesday and Thursday stuff that's over now with Top Rank, I'm not going to miss that at all. Because those fights were the drizzling you-know-what.
Well, here's the thing. Now that PBC just put that schedule out, the Zone's got some couple good fights coming down the pike. This is going to have to light a fire under Top Rank. Top Rank's going to have to look at the competition, and if they can't keep up, then they're gonna fall by the wayside here.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have that Lomachenko fight coming up.
To me, that's the fight of the year right now.
Yeah,
that's the fight of the year.
Fury Wilder 3 is supposed to happen in December. So they got those two huge fights. Then that Wilder Fury 3 fight is going to probably be the biggest fight of the year.
Yeah, it probably will. In my eyes,
Tyson Roy Jones.
I think Tyson Roy Jones might be the biggest fight of the year.
Could be, right? Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God! Well, I tell you what. Let's go to let's see what we got coming up on the schedule here, because that was the end of the fights this week, and thankfully. So August 1st, and this is another horrible card. Nothing really big this weekend. Sam Eggington versus Ted Cheeseman on DAZN, August 1st, 12 rounds, junior middleweights. You know, yeah, that's not going to open it up. However, the good news on Showtime, finally Showtime gets back in the action from Connecticut, August 1st, Stephen Fulton Jr. versus Angelo Leo, 12 rounds for the vacant WBO junior featherweight title. And our guy, Beeb, Tremaine Williams versus Rais the Beast, Aleem, friend of the show, 12 rounds for the junior featherweight title eliminator. I cannot wait to see that fight. Can't wait to see it, man. From Thailand on August 1st. And this is Matchroom Boxing on YouTube channel. So this will be on YouTube. It's an interesting fight. I think that it's Srisakhetsor Rungvisai versus I'm Not Ruined Wrong. 10 rounds, junior featherweights. Listen,
I'm not
man.
Doing wrong.
Huh?
I'm not doing wrong. What's going on over here? I'm not doing wrong.
I'm doing nothing wrong.
Oh, God.
So 10 rounds, junior featherweights. Listen, man, I love Rungvisai, and every time he fights, I really think it's like must-see TV. I got to watch him fight. You know, he's that guy. Ruin Wrong used to be good back, you know, he's kind of fading a little bit, kind of hitting his that uphill, you know what I mean? So
he's still tough though.
Yeah, he's still tough, but I think Rungvisai, this is a good fight for Rungvisai. Longvis, I should get him, but I tell you what, I you never know. With Longvis, I, you remember Longvis, I, was he the one that had the girl issues? You remember that when his girl left him and he just hit the skids?
I'm in no condition of fight. I had a bad breakup with my girlfriend.
He did. That was the guy, wasn't it? His girl broke up with him and he just hit the skids, man. It was like he couldn't fight. He was all depressed and everything. He canceled his fight.
I've never heard of that before.
That was messed up, man.
Folks, reminds me when Robbie was so depressed when they canceled the Andy Griffith show.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
That was a great one. That was a question.
Somebody in the chat says bring Robbie back on to preview the Tyson Jones fight.
You get a text message yet?
I'm checking. No, I sure didn't.
You need to stop talking trash about me.
All right, so let's talk about this, man. News and rumors this week, man. This is real interesting, man. We got to lead the story off with this. So, TBE, okay, Notorious, hold on, before we go there, Notorious BC said TBE unretired, big story that Ringside Reporter Live has not mentioned. Yeah, he unretired. Who's he fighting? Are you talking about a Japanese dude, that Japanese kickboxer or whatever that's like 100 pounds? That's what you're talking about? That's what you want me to sit here and talk about? Are you for real? Come on, son. First of all, there's nothing even been. Do you know what he's talking about, Beeb?
That the guy there, the one wing, whatever the hell the guy's name is, the guy, the junior flyweight guy that was like
best ever, Juan Hang Menyothin.
Yeah, Menyothin.
He's talking about Juan Hang Menyothin.
That's what he's saying. He's on.
No, we're not talking about Juan Hang.
We already talked about it. We already talked about that 3 weeks ago.
I thought he was talking about Mayweather. I'm like, no.
No, we already talked about how that was a fake news that he retired.
Yeah, he retired and then claimed his account got hacked or something. He's like, I'm not retired.
Yeah, he never actually retired.
He should have retired. I'll tell you right now, he should have retired.
He never actually retired.
Sonny's a legend, man. Beeb, guy's a legend.
Yeah, he's talking about that.
The minimum weight goat. All right, so let's talk about this, man. This is funny. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. set for September 12th. These two signed on the dotted line. All right, in a move that absolutely no one saw coming, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. will face each other on September 12th. The fight will be an 8-round exhibition with no judges. The fight will take place with no fans on pay-per-view in Carson, California. Beeb, no judges.
The fight's not even being scored. It's just
no judges.
So, what is the purpose of this fight? I mean,
it's an exhibition. It's a sparring session.
Sparring session. Do you think these guys are going to go full blast here, or are you just going to play around?
They're going to play around. In fact, let me read you this. Okay, this is from, and then remind me to talk about Canelo after this. But the California State Athletic Commission Executive Director Andy Foster. Gave an interview to Boxing Scene this week, and he said, quote, I wanted to have their assurances that they understand, talking about Tyson and Roy Jones. I don't care if they spar. I don't care if they work. They are world-class athletes even still. They have a right to earn all these types of things. They're about the same age. We can't mislead the public to that this is some kind of real fight. They can get into it a little bit, but I don't want anybody getting hurt. They know the deal. It's an exhibition. They can exhibit boxing skills, but I don't want them using their best efforts to hurt each other. They're going to spar hard, but they shouldn't be going for a knockout. This isn't a record book type of fight. This is not a world championship boxing right now. It's not what this is. People should not be getting knocked out. The public can see what kind of shape Roy and Mike are still in.
Did you say there's no referee?
No, there will be a referee.
Let me ask you this. If they start going hard at each other, trying to knock each other out, what happens?
He said at the end of the day, just know before you pay for it, it's an exhibition. Also, Foster also stated if a fighter gets cut, the fight's over. If it heats up, the ref will calm it back down. They don't want anybody getting hurt. So if they start fighting and he starts hitting with shots, the ref will say, hey, it's just an exhibition. Settle it down. That's
you know,
right.
The way Roy's talking about, the way Mike's talking about it, they're going to fight for real.
Well, sure. They're hyping the fight up. It's on pay-per-view. They got to hype the fight up.
Well,
it's being
hyped down by this other
right.
guy. So.
Right. The California State Athletic Commission knows the deal. And that's what he said. He said he doesn't want you thinking that you're going to get a real fight when you see this. He said we can't trick the public.
Okay, but did they do some research on Mike Tyson's history in the past?
I would imagine they did. I would imagine they did, but yeah.
The second Mike Tyson gets hit, you think he's just going to sit back and pose for animal crackers? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's not, I mean, it's a sparring session, and they're gonna hit back and everything like that. But it's gonna be like you watching the gym or something like that. It's not gonna be.
We'll see if it turns out to be that. They don't have headgear on or nothing. They're fighting with regular size. Like, what size gloves they fighting?
I think 12 ounce.
12? Okay.
I want to say 12 ounce, if I'm not mistaken. That's I could 12. Be wrong. Could be wrong. But it wasn't 16, I don't believe.
16.
And it wasn't 20 ounce gloves either.
Steve is definitely buying it. Steve is definitely buying it. If I bought Roy Jones versus Bobby Gunn, you know I'm buying this.
And I tell you what, the only reason I didn't buy Roy Jones Bobby Gunn is because I didn't have it on my pay per view access. So
DirecTV didn't carry it.
No, they didn't carry it. Oh man.
Well, I'm gonna buy it just to see.
Is it just cause?
No, I want to buy it just to see if they actually do, you know, fight with restraint against each other. I want to see if something pops off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Jake Paul, I think Jake Paul or Logan Paul, one of the Pauls or whatever, I think is on the undercard. I wonder how much this is going to be. I think that's my thing. Like, that's kind of like, what, 100%. It's going to be like $80. You know, it's a once a sparring session.
I bet you it's like 60.
That's still a lot of money. That's still a lot to watch a spar. Would you pay $60 to watch anybody spar?
Yeah, I'd pay $60 to watch you spar.
Oh, you're going to need a lot more money than that, son.
I would pay $100 to see Robbie fight somebody.
You pay $100 to see? I'd pay $100 to see Robbie fight somebody.
I want to see Robbie throw down, man.
I heard Robbie can throw down. That's what I heard. That's what I heard from the gym up there in Cali. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard.
I want to start training Robbie.
I think Robbie's like past your skill set, son.
Go, Robbie. Give me that jab.
Robbie's quick, man. Featherweight, son. Bang.
So they're saying this pay-per-view is going to be on an app now? It's not on a...
Oh, for real?
I don't know. That's what Notorious D.C. said.
Oh, no. I'm buying a Stephen A. Smith is on the undercard. How crazy is this, man? I mean, for real, like, how crazy is this?
They're already hyping it up over at ESPN. Tyson was on First Take talking to Max Kellerman.
I mean, they're going to hype the fight up, no question about it. They're going to hype it up, but there ain't no way. There ain't no way they're going to let these guys go at it. Nobody's getting knocked out. Nobody's, you know.
Eight rounds, man.
Yeah, I mean, nobody gets knocked out these days. It's going to be like a friendly sparring session.
But Ron Hopkins was talking about how he wants to fight now. Wants to fight Roy Jones again or something.
Might as well.
But then they were like, Roy Jones was like, if I fight Ron Hopkins, it ain't going to be an exhibition. It's got to be a real fight. Come on, Roy. Please.
Roy, silly. Jim Jay said it's the Thriller app. I heard it was the Triller or Thriller or one of those. It's because I guess it's an app. He said it's like TikTok in the chat. They said like TikTok. Jim Jay says they heard he heard the app offered like $50 million. That's what I heard. I heard they offered $50 million for it. So, wow.
How much is each guy getting?
I don't know. I didn't even see that yet. I would imagine. I don't know.
I bet you they're getting like $10 million a piece.
Why not? Yeah.
Good payday, man.
Cover that. But $50 million. They bought the company bought the fight Triller. Jim Jay is saying Triller.
Triller app.
That's what I heard, but I don't even know what that is. I wonder if Elena knows what that is. I don't know. Maybe. I'm calling, but I got my phone. I got her phone. I'm using it for the show. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine, B? I mean, this is insane, right?
Bananas.
This is insane. Come on, man.
This is bananas, bro.
You know, I was like, are they – when I first heard this, I was like, they're going to throw down for real? I was like, no. Because I'd be kind of interested, you know. But not on an exhibition, man. This is a solvent. Especially when I heard when the guy Andy Foster talking about, like, you know, it's the same, you know, if the referee said that he'll calm it down and everything like that. Because I heard the two talk. I heard some trash talk, you know, like they're actually going to fight and everything. And I hear people, I mean, I was reading comments on the internet and stuff like that. They're like, do you really think these guys are going to, you know, just take it easy? Yeah, I do. Because, again, they're 50-something. What is Tyson, 53? Jones is 51 or something crazy?
Tyson's 54.
And Jones is 51 or 52, something in there.
Jones is 51.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, listen, man. I mean, I wanted to see that fight when Jones won the title, when he beat John Ruiz. I wanted to see that fight then. I don't want to see it now. You know, I mean, Jones is just, I mean, listen, he's faster than I am, but, you know, he's not what he was, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's going to be interesting. I'm just dying to see if someone just hauls off.
just loses it.
They already asked Roy Jones, what are you going to, like, Tyson has a history of doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if that happens in the fight with you? And he goes, I'll just do it right back to him. I'm ready for it.
I remember reading that. Georgie, you're live.
Hey, Georgie.
Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
What's happening?
Yeah. Good evening, Georgie.
Hey, yo, what you guys hating in the knockout of the fucking year, bro?
Oh, come on.
Oh,
that was such trash.
But you got something against
that was such
you
trash.
You got to get something against women? That was going on
women,
here, Eric?
Trash fights, son.
What?
That was a
well,
trash
then
fight.
Well, the year of you hating on women now? You feel like that about Jews and blacks, too?
What, jeez?
Yo, poor girl, man. Poor girl. They put that girl there with that
assassin,
man.
That went from like
0 man.
To 60, didn't it?
What did that come from?
Oh, Lord. She didn't even know what happened. You see that shit? Do you see that sacrificial lamb?
She came out of the corner.
Yeah.
And she just like froze.
She even came out of
I
the
never,
corner. Go ahead.
Well, she was like reluctantly came out of the corner and she just froze. I've never seen anything in my life like that in a professional fight, ever. Ever. I was caught in the lights.
A fucking sacrificial lamb, bro. And they let that lion loose there. Oh, my God. That shit was insane. Hopefully it don't happen. Yo, anybody can get hurt, especially a woman, bro. Because, I don't know. From all the girls, I think she's Mexican, right? She's from California, right?
Estrada. I imagine she's Mexican.
Yeah, she's Mexican. Heritage, yeah.
I don't know, man. It could be anything. It could be Puerto Rican. What the fuck I know. But what I do know, she's nice, baby. Even though the opposition was garbage, this girl is nice, man. Hopefully she fight, you know, because there's not that much, competition, right? What, she 110?
112.
What's she fighting on?
What
her weight division?
112. She's a flyweight, 112.
I don't know, man, but I don't think there is nobody out there that she can display her skills, bro. I think she looked like a little Crawford. Don't you see some, like, she's nice?
She looks
like
a little
Crawford.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Are you crazy, son?
Why is he so impressed with this fight?
I don't know.
Not with this fight. You can't. Yo, hold on. Time out. I've been talking about her for a minute. It's nothing new. Don't remember one day you guys told me that I was in love and shit? I'm not jumping on this wagon, baby. I've been up in this bitch. I've been driving this shit. What are you talking about?
Listen, she's
nice, bro. Hopefully there is somebody there, some nice competition. She can display her skills. I'm a big fan. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Fuck everything
else.
She's
overrated.
Anyway, listen, I'm gonna have to take that bet. Let's make this official because there is no other fights out there. Maybe the Charles, I give you a rematch on the Charles, but I might have to, fuck, man. I might have to pick fucking Lomachenko, bro. It's not a way to get a shit on the fucking bill.
Ollie told you he's taking
I might have to, baby. There's not a way.
You're going to be defending all year? I'm the one.
You're going to be winning and defending all year. Awesome.
I'm running and defending shit.
Hell no. I'm picking Lomachenko. I don't give a fuck. Going down swinging.
I'm taking Teofimo. Eric's taking.
I just want everybody to know that B once again have forced me to take fucking Lomachenko and not take the pick that I wanted to pick that was Teo. I just want to make that clear in the books. I've been forced to.
Eric, it's been duly noted for a fight that's not taking place yet.
How long have I said that I'm taking
from jump? When the fight was announced, we knew it was coming up.
But he called the commissioner, mafia. When they hear that shit, listen. Now the Charlo's gonna throw down again, right?
Yeah.
Last time the Charlo fought in the same car, that shit was Sports City.
I was thinking the same thing. Last time they fought in the same car, one of them lost and the other one
the other one lost too, but the fucking Russian dude got rocked. I think this nigga's about to lose again. I think they're about to catch a fucking L.
They
want to go on a five pack because I'm picking against both of them this time around.
Picking against both of them?
Double pick. I'm going against both Charlos. Both of them. Double fucking bet.
You got a parlay going on right now against the Charlo brothers.
Parlays are always sucker bets, son. Always sucker bets, right, babe?
Yeah, they're tough, man. I don't like parlays.
The Charlo's going to go down swinging. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But for what I've seen, I don't think they got the patience. These people, they want to do like a statement in.
Yeah.
And on boxing, you got to have a patience. So they're going to come out swinging for the fences. The first thing you know, the 12 round going to pass by. And technically, they're not that nice.
I think Rosario definitely has a shot to beat Jamel, but the problem with Devonchenko is he's not the house fighter. So if he doesn't knock out Jamal, he's not getting the decision.
Which one, Jamel fighting Banana?
Yeah, he's fighting Rosario.
But who is he?
Yeah, it's a unification fight.
That's a unification fight, yeah. The Jermell fight, yeah.
Yeah, I think when Charlo see how big this dude really is, I think he's gonna be surprised. He's gonna hurt Banana, but Banana's big there, baby. His size, that motherfucker is gonna show up. Bet you. Hopefully he don't get robbed. Probably he's gonna get fucking robbed. Who knows? Anyways, so future unboxing looking bright. Few fights out there in the horizon worth watching. Not gonna complain. Some people say that the Lamanchenko and Tio is not pay-per-view. Baby, come on, bro. That's pay-per-view. That's pay-per-view.
What's pay-per-view?
We've seen worse shit out there.
What's
the
Lamanchenko
Teofimo. Teofimo Lamanchenko.
Yeah, that's pay-per-view.
Yeah, people be saying that's
I don't
not.
Think Charlo fight
I
should
a
be
lot
pay-per-view.
Of comments.
I don't think that Charlo fight should be pay-per-view.
It's a unification.
Fight.
I don't know, but it depends on the undercard, too. They got to pack the undercard. Watch for some money, bro.
I don't care what they got on there. It shouldn't be pay-per-view.
That's going to be their first pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Charlo, even if you don't like the Charlo and the shenanigans and the attitude of these wide of the third, these motherfuckers coming to fight. I got to give them that.
Sure.
They coming to fucking show down, so that got to appeal to the pay-per-view. So it's going to be something. That card there, I think that's pay-per-view, too. I don't see a problem with that being a pay-per-view.
Wow, I'm surprised. You hate pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, what else do you want to pay for? What else do you want to pay for?
So
you pay Lamanchenko. Lamanchenko's going to be forced. Lamanchenko's going to be forced to fight Tio. Tio's going to make that shit a scrap. There's going to be fire in there. So that pay-per-view I know is going to be, you know, it's going to be decent. It's going to be good. And the Charlo saying shit with Banana. These people coming there to fucking knock heads.
Are they going to be broadcasting these fights in the Rec Room at Rikers?
I don't know, but yeah. Talking about this pay-per-view, the other one the people complaining about is... This is another. Oh, that Leo Tang. They're talking about Leo Tang. That pay per view.
That's a pay per view fight.
What Leo Tang?
All right. So a lot of people don't like that as a pay per view, but it makes sense because Tank gonna whip his ass.
No,
Mexicans don't give a fuck. They're gonna back up Leo any fucking way, and Tank can bring ass to the fucking seats. He done it before, so.
But, there's
if
nothing to bring
in Atlanta,
to the seats
maybe
there won't
in
be an
Vegas,
audience.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I know, but people are going to buy it. You cannot. Don't translate. Don't see some of the ass on pay per views. You're going to tell me people who not go there are not going to watch it at home? What are we talking about? I don't know, baby. You fucked up right there. I don't know. You didn't make no sense for a second. Took me somewhere else. Anyway, those motherfuckers who go there. They definitely gonna buy the pay-per-view. That's a fucking given.
Shout out to Aaron Daly. Thank you so much. He said Jason dial in. Shout out to Georgie and Notorious VC. Also too, shout out to Notorious VC. He said boxing is weird. He said we get a pandemic with mass unemployment, and promoters think we need more pay-per-views. I couldn't agree with that more.
Well, we get stimulus.
Yo, but hold on, that's the thing right
more
there.
Stimulus,
that's
baby.
That's the argument. Yo, but that's the argument, the pricing.
Georgia doesn't get one in prison.
Georgia, you get the stimulus check, Rikers?
I'm saving it for the pay-per-view, baby. Don't worry about it. Listen, the thing is the pricing. We gotta get. I mean, I say we, but these motherfucking mafias gotta get an accordion on what they're gonna price this thing. Everybody gotta take a pay cut, because like they saying on the chat, right? Okay, unemployment is skyrocketing, the fucking virus, fucking whatever, the senator from Ohio robbing motherfuckers blind and every don't give a fuck, just seeing the fucking night walkers reruns of the fucking Donald Trump, whatever. Motherfuckers taking an L everywhere, so therefore these overpaid boxers gotta take a fucking L with us. Any of these motherfuckers talking about where's my money? to be blacklisted. From the gay, from the go. You're talking about the same money you're talking before coronavirus? You're out of the conversation. We don't want to even talk about you. If you're not with us, you're against us. So take a pay cut. I got to go. Everybody there support. Shout out to the USA. Shout out to the motherfucking UK. We calling him out.
Oh, God. Nacho's Mexican, and he said he ain't paying for that pay-per-view. trying to make a statement like all Mexicans are going to buy the pay-per-view,
right?
Because the Mexican fighter's fighting. That's not the case. That's not the case.
All right, so let's talk about this for a minute, man. Okay, so on September 12th, Roy Jones and Mike Tyson are already set to fight. Canelo was supposed to fight on September 12th.
Anybody.
That fight's got to get bumped now, right? Anybody. I mean, and they said, Eddie Hearn said, of course, Callum Smith is a front runner. I mean, what do you expect him to say? But Steve Kim wrote in the on ESPN, he was right. He said that basically that DAZN wants Canelo to take a pay cut for that next fight. Canelo says, he said he's not sure he's going to.
We'll see.
Listen, man. When you sign a, what, $300 million contract and they're supposed to pay you right around $30 million a fight, hey, you signed the contract. You gave him the contract to sign. He signed it. He's honoring his deal. He's fighting. Hardship, no hardship. Listen, this is what you agreed to pay the guy. So what, he takes a pay cut here and then he decides to fight, you know, some schlep or something like that? You got to pay him then. Listen, you guys now – you signed it. Now you have to own up to your agreement. You know what I mean?
This is crazy, man.
Like it or not, that's what you got to do. You got to own up to your agreement now. That's what it is, man.
Now they got to deal with the repercussions of their actions.
Consequences and repercussions, Beeb.
That's it. We all got them.
Consequences and repercussions. There it is. All right. The PBC fight schedule has been released. We'll run it down for you, man. Okay, so we already went down August 1st, Stephen Fulton versus Angela Leo. Two undefeated guys, Ray Salim on that undercard versus Tremaine Williams. That should be pretty good. So hopefully that's a pretty good card right there. That's all right. August 15th, David Benavidez versus Romer Alexis Angulo. I'm not real crazy about it, B.
That one doesn't light the world on fire. That one.
But the co-main, okay, Otto Wallin, huh? Versus Travis Kaufman, that doesn't get you excited, Bean? I don't know
why. That's not a bad one. That's actually a competitive fight on paper. Sorry.
Stop it.
It's a good match. It's an evenly matched fight.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Come on. Don't be so negative.
Stop it. Just don't.
Be negative.
September 19th. This is a good one. Erickson Lubin versus Terrell Gashay. I like that one a lot. That one's a good one. Co-main, Tugstot Nyambar versus Eduardo Ramirez. Not bad.
Not bad. We'll take it.
All right. September 26th. This is the pay-per-view we've all been talking about here. So Jamal Charlo, the middleweight, versus Sergey Derevchenko for the WBC Middleweight World Championship. Brandon Figueroa is on that card versus Damian Vasquez. Diego Magdaleno versus Isaac Cruz, another one I'm just, Jermell Charlo is also fighting on that whole pay-per-view card versus Jason Rosario for the unification, 154 unification bout. Co-feature Mario Barrios versus Ryan Carl. Not bad. No, I don't hate it. Danny Roman versus the dreaded TBA. Steve, is this a pay-per-view card? I don't think it's a pay-per-view card.
It's not a stacked pay-per-view card, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I like the Charlo fight.
Yeah.
A lot. So.
But to me,
we're not used to seeing the Charlos on pay-per-view, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's just not a pay-per-view thing, man. And you know what? Fox isn't going to be hyping this. Fox isn't going to be hyping this because it's a Showtime thing.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, if it was on Fox, maybe it'd get some run, but it's not. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
October 10th, Sergey Lipinets versus Kudratilio. I do Pekarov. I don't know. Or whatever. Yeah, not real crazy about this one. IBF welterweight interim title. Yeah, okay. Xavier Martinez versus Claudio Marrero. Throw away. I don't know. It's not. I mean, I'm not crazy about the fight. Maybe it's going to be a great fight. Who knows? October 24th, Showtime, pay-per-view. Gervonta Davis versus Leo Santa Cruz. No undercard been announced yet. To me, this is a pay-per-view. To me, I like this as a pay-per-view fight. Would I like it better if it wasn't pay-per-view? Yeah, but this is a – if you're going to put two names on there, this is all right. I don't mind it. And this is for 130 pounds. You think – first of all, do you think Tank makes weight for this fight? I don't think Tank makes weight.
I don't think it's etched in stone that he does. I don't think it's a definite that he does, no.
And if it's at 130, I favor Leo Santa Cruz. I like Leo Santa Cruz in this fight, but I don't think Tank makes weight in this fight, I got to be honest.
Well, everybody's looking at this fight like it's going to be a blowout. It's a ridiculous fight. Like, a lot of people are really sour on this fight.
I don't know why.
And I think Santa Cruz has proven that he's a tough out for anybody. So,
yeah.
So let's not write him off all the way just yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good fight, man.
Of course, we got a favorite Tank. Don't make no mistake about it. But Santa Cruz can fight, man. He's going to make Tank work for every round that he had, you know.
If Davis comes in at 130, I favor Santa Cruz in that fight.
Yeah.
I like Santa Cruz in a fight. I think he's busy. Yeah. I think he can box. I think he showed with the Frampton fight he can really box.
Yeah.
And if he starts frustrating Davis, Davis is going to look for one right hand. That's it. One big shot. That's all he's going to do.
I don't think Tank makes 130. You know what I think happens? They end up paying Santa Cruz extra money to fight him at a higher weight. Now, if you're Santa Cruz, do you fight him at above 130?
Depends on how much I'm getting paid.
You know?
Depends on how much he's getting paid. You know? I mean, honestly, that's the long and short of it, man. If they're willing to pay him, I mean, if he's just worried about, you know, wins and losses, then no. But if they're going to offer him some extra cash, depending on how much extra cash, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
He ain't coming in at 130, son. He's got no intention of coming in at 130.
I don't think so.
November 28th, Chris Colbert versus Jamie Arboleda. Another one, just so on. But this one, December 12th, this is a good one. This is a real good one. Nordin Ubali versus Nonito Donaire for the WBC Bantamweight World title. That's a good fight. And that's one I'll be waiting for. But, again, it's in December. But that's one I can't wait for. That's a good fight. That is a solid, solid fight. I love that fight. Out of those fights, I don't know. It's good. I mean, it's, you know, is it where we were? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Hopefully Fox has some fights coming up.
It's getting us closer.
It's getting us closer to where we want to be, where we need to be. But, those two pay-per-view fights, I think you got one pay-per-view fight in there. I think the Davis and Santa Cruz fight is a pay-per-view. I don't like that Charlo card as a pay-per-view at all. Now, listen, I like him and Derevchenko. I like that fight, and I like the Rosario fight. But, again, man, they're not pay-per-view caliber fights. Just not. You know, was it Derevchenko? His last one was against Triple G, wasn't it? Was it against Triple G?
Yeah
it was against Triple G where I thought he won.
Thought he won that fight.
You know, but, man, you got Derevchenko who did he fight and we thought he beat? It was Triple G, and then didn't he fight Jacobs and a lot of people thought he won?
Thought he beat Jacobs, bro.
So we're betting on a guy, you know, we're kind of putting the chips in the middle for a guy who's lost twice, whether you think he did or not, he's lost twice. And it's going to be hard for him to win a decision here with the house fighter.
Yeah, that's the thing, because he's gonna be at the short end of the stick when it comes to the promotional.
I mean, let's face it. I mean,
promotional situation.
Yeah, I mean, listen here. Let's look at this card real quick again. You know, Jason Rosario and Sergey Derevchenko, they're not exactly household names.
They're hell of a fighters.
They are. They're great fighters.
two hell of a fighters.
But they're not exactly household names. Yeah. Tank Davis, a lot of stars show up in his fight. Everybody knows Leo Santa Cruz. Those are big names. Those are bigger
names.
Yeah,
the casual fan's not going to really know too much about Dobrynchenko or Rosario.
You know, in order to stay the stage of pay-per-view, Teofimo Lopez and Lomachenko, that's a pay-per-view caliber fight. That's a pay-per-view fight. The Charlo is not a pay-per-view caliber fight. It's just not.
No, it's going to be it's a tough show.
It really is.
Tough show for casual fans.
And again, man, I'm not saying they're not good fights. They are good fights. But, I mean, are you going to get casual fans to buy into this? Again, if this was on Fox pay-per-view, we might have a different animal here because Fox is going to get that promotion machine and run with it and everything. Showtime, not so much, man. They're not Fox. You're not going to see these guys on Sunday football, blah, 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 and all this other stuff. You're not going to see it. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Nacho says that he says he could see Santa Cruz saying $300,000 per pound over. Yeah, he could. I mean, whether he gets it or not, I don't know. But
we'll see.
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, if I were him. So, some sad news in boxing this week, man. The real sad news, man. Nassim Richardson passed away this week. He was known for training world champions Bernard Hopkins, Sugar Shane Mosley, and Steve Cunningham, and a lot of others. Richardson was also the one one of the biggest moments I remember, man, because Margarito was killing everybody. He's the one that caught Antonio Margarito being taped with plaster on his hands before his fight with Mosley. And as you remember, that Mosley went out there and just demolished that guy in brutal fashion too. But what were your thoughts here, man? I heard he's been sick for a while, and
They're not telling us what he passed away from.
They said a long illness. So they said he had a stroke in 2007.
Yeah.
But they said they just said a long illness. Nobody really knows. At least nobody's really said they do.
54 years old, though. That's too early to go.
54. I know. Yeah. Right.
That's too early to go.
Yeah.
I was shocked to hear the news, man. I was very sad.
Yeah, I was too, man. He was one of those trainers you always see him in the corners and stuff, kind of like a Freddie Roach or somebody. I mean, you always see him in the corner. He's a big-time trainer, and, yeah, man, that's sad. It's sad. And at only 54.
My heart goes out to his family, man. Yeah. I'm so sorry for the loss.
We're not too far out from 54, dude. Okay.
I'm going to be 51 in December, man. I'm already depressed about being 51.
I just turned 47, man. I just, like, geez.
No, I'm the day over 43.
Huh?
You know, look at day over 43.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been using, like, the skin, the lotions and stuff like that. I've been trying to look, the part,
I got to get you the foam and cream for the hair. You'll see it works. It hides the grays. You see how you can't really see the grays anymore.
I know. I got, like, the wings on the side of my hair. It's hard to see them now with the sun.
You got to put the foam and cream on there. See, when I did that Shayna Fabian interview, and they sure put the foam and cream in there.
You tried to look your best for that one, didn't you?
Your best.
How sad is it? I was watching that interview, and how sad is it that we could be her father?
Be her father.
That we're, like, old enough to be that girl's father, man. Because I was looking at her, I was like, oh, man, she looks really good, man.
She goes, yeah, you're my mother's age. I'm older than your mother.
I saw that. Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Who is Willie Savannah? Outlaw says Willie Savannah passed away. Who's Willie Savannah?
Doesn't ring a bell.
I don't know. But yeah. Willie Savannah, if you're listening, Willie Savannah passed away this week as well. So we hope goes out to him and his family. So, yeah, I was watching that interview, man. That girl was beautiful, man. I'm, like, sitting there watching, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, wow, man, Eve could be her father. I'm like, that means I could probably be her father, too. I was like, man. I could probably be her older brother, silly father, Oh, my goodness. What's the matter with you, dude?
I don't know what to say.
805, you're live.
Notch.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's me.
What's happening, man?
Notch, you going to buy
not
that pay-per-view,
man? He's going to buy
no
all.
Way.
He's going to buy
absolutely
the Santa Cruz.
Not.
He's going to buy the
nope.
Charlos. He's going to buy the Tyson pay-per-view. He's buying all of them, son.
Absolutely
are
not.
Are there any
no,
are there
honestly,
any of these pay-per-views that zero?
Zero. I honestly feel like all of these fights should have been on Fox. Like, I genuinely don't think that.
Do you think Robbie's going to buy these pay-per-views? Do you think Robbie's going to?
I think he'll definitely buy the Charlo one. I think he'll definitely buy the Charlo one for sure. Maybe
Robbie
even the Tank and
Jones
Santa Cruz one.
God,
I don't know.
Robbie,
I don't picture Robbie being that big of a boxing degenerate that he'll watch that.
Nah, I give it on the three pay-per-views. I give it the over-under is one. Because if he's going to buy
okay.
any one of them, he'll buy the Charlo pay-per-view. Or he may buy the Santa Cruz. I think he would buy, you know what? I think if he's going to buy a pay-per-view, he'll buy the Santa Cruz Tank pay-per-view.
Yeah, he'll buy that one.
But the Charlo one,
yeah.
No. The Tyson one, definitely not. No.
He'll buy the Tyson
exactly.
One. No, he ain't buy the Tyson.
you
buy
the
Tyson one.
I don't think
you're
buying that
Nacho,
one either.
Nacho's buying the Tyson one.
Nah.
Nacho, you're gonna buy it. You're not gonna buy the Tyson one, Nacho.
Come on.
No, I'll definitely be listening on the radio for that one.
Listen on the radio. What is this, 1920? We ain't listening
no,
on the radio with it. Where do you really hear this stuff on the radio at?
No,
it's
still fighting.
That's
Steve Kim's code for screaming. That's Steve Kim's code for streaming. Yeah. He says, listen on the radio. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I just wanted to call in about the fights this past week, guys. Man, I'm still not all that convinced that Valdez is ready for Burchell. After seeing that performance the other night.
He's going to get
worked, son. Yeah. Yeah. He's just going to get a beatdown. That's not a good idea. That kid. Right now, Reynoso literally has him thinking way too much at this point. He doesn't know whether he wants to be a boxer puncher or whether he wants to be an aggressive counter puncher. He's, like, stuck in the middle, and that's not a good thing to be against a guy like Burchell, who's just going to come forward and just punches and just attack. So if that fight happens, I feel bad for Valdez. He's going to catch a beatdown. I mean, yeah, I give him credit for beating Velez, who – I thought beat Arboleda in his last fight, but still, he looked like a guy who needs at least 2 to 3 more fights to smooth out all the rough edges and kind of get his feet under him a little more under Reynoso. Because right now, he looks like he still doesn't know what kind of style he wants to implement, and that's going to cost him against Burchell for sure. Edgar Berlanga, I mean, I really like the kid, but at some point can Top Rank find a live body that's actually going to push this kid some rounds? Because, I mean, him waxing these dudes in under 3 minutes is not going to help his development, especially if he wants to be
I'm
a
looking
contender.
For live bodies to fight on Top Rank. I mean, the
well,
stuff
I mean,
they've been
had
putting
few.
Together over Tuesdays
yeah.
and Thursdays and everything like that has been just nonsense.
Yeah,
it's been
I mean,
just garbage times
yeah.
20. It really has.
Yeah, it's been tough to watch a lot of these journeyman fighters they put in against their guys. So,
yeah.
but then again, Eric, they don't have the deep roster that PBC has. PBC has like close to 200 guys that they can throw in there and mix and match, whereas these other guys like Top Rank and you know Golden Boy and Matchroom, they only have like 50 to 60 guys on their rosters. Total.
You know what? I don't care.
So,
start using your promotional skills and start crossing over. Start getting some of those guys. Start paying them. Start doing whatever you got to do to make these fights.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
that's the
yeah.
bottom line. That's what you can pay to do. You're a promoter. You got promoters and matchmakers
yeah.
and everything like that. That's your business is boxing, putting on good fights. That's your business. And if you're telling me you
yeah.
can't do your business, then I don't know what to tell you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely time where these guys definitely, you know, put away the the petty squabbles and the beefs, and they start trying to make some of these fights, because, I mean, we can't watch too many more of these top rank cards moving forward. Got to give credit to PBC. At least they're trying to put some halfway decent fights together with their rosters. You know, they're not just trying to throw
guys
in there.
They're definitely better than what we've been watching.
Yeah, exactly. They're definitely putting on better fights on paper right now than Top Rank has put on. And hopefully moving forward, these guys can definitely, make some better matchups, with Golden Boy and Top Rank and Matchroom as well. You know, hopefully they can get some better quality fights together for sure. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the Willie Savannah and Nazim Richardson dying this past weekend.
Yeah, apparently Willie Savannah was Juan Diaz's coach or Juan Diaz's manager, and he was a big deal out that way. So, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, that was tough to hear that they both passed away, especially Nazim Richardson only being 54 years old. I mean, that's way too young to be gone, you know? So that was just that's like crazy to hear that he's gone. But, I mean, you know, unfortunately, I guess he had a lot of health issues over the years, and he did his best.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, yeah.
Yeah, he did his best to fight him off as long as he could, but, you know, eventually they got him. So, I have a quick question for you guys, because I kind of got into this argument on a forum. Does Charlo have the actual WBC 160-pound belt, or does Canelo still hold the official belt at 160?
No,
because I
could have
sworn Charlo. Oh, Charlo has it officially now. Oh, okay. I thought that Canelo still.
Yeah, what happened with
Canelo? Canelo's a franchise champion.
That's right. That's what it is. He's the franchise.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, yeah. Because I saw for a second that he still had the interim belt, and yeah, I was kind of debating with someone over that whole scenario with him holding that belt.
So silly.
You know, exactly. But I will say this: at least they're giving him and his brother some legit matchups coming up against Zevranchenko and Rosario. That's nice to see. Tired of seeing the.
Those are good fights.
I'm tired
they're
of.
Both,
the,
yeah. They're both in tough. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, which is good to see, because, I mean, I can only see so many Brandon Adams and Dennis Hogan's and Sebastian Hyland's in there with Jermall. You know, it's about time that he got a legit test in there. So I'm curious, you guys think if he the winner of that fight takes on Eubank Jr., since he's part of the PBC realm right now?
Maybe.
It's possible.
They gotta do something with Eubank Jr. You know.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Eubank Jr. is he can go up to 168, so he can fight at 160 or 168. So.
Yeah, you know, Eubank Jr. You know, like him or not, he's entertaining. He's a knockout fighter, and if he catches you, I mean, he's got power, man. He can do some damage, man.
Yeah, it's funny. As much as people bash Eubank Jr., I can't recall a legitimately bad fight he's been in other than the Billy Joe Saunders stinker a few years ago. I mean, outside of that, he's been in pretty entertaining fights for the most part. So, I mean, yeah, I think he gets kind of a bad rap, but, you know, he should definitely, get a shot. Oh, and really quick before I forget, guys, watching Joe Joyce steamroll Wallace last night, man, if he's going to fight like that against Daniel Dubois, it's going to be good night for Joyce. He was getting tagged
Dubois
last night by Wallace. Yeah, and I think Dubois is just going to take out Joyce, like, within 2-3 rounds. Like, he was just getting lit up.
I can't wait to see that fight.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah,
me
either. I can't wait to not talk about Joe Joyce again.
I think that's the fight that Joe Joyce just gets taken apart, man, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so,
too.
I like Dubois, too.
Yeah, I think he's the next guy at heavyweight, Beeb Dubois. I think he's the next guy to, really be in the mix. So I think he definitely takes out Joyce.
Big.
Yeah.
What about the real big baby from Titletown? I think he's the next big heavyweight.
I like the kid. He's got some talent, Eric, but they definitely need to season him a lot more. He's only got, like, what, five pro fights?
Yeah, he's got five fights. Yeah, he's got a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's still got about another
year.
He's got another 10 to 12 fights, I think, before he gets a legit, you know, step up, I think. He's still young, too. Isn't he, like, 21?
Yeah, I mean, I think he could step up now, I think, you know. But, I mean, I'm all for taking his time.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rush. So, cool. All right, guys. Well, I'm not sure if anyone else is going to call in, but I just wanted to call in and
how dare you?
You know, talk about
phones are lighting up. What's the matter with you? Why would you even say that? What's the matter with you? Get out of here. Oh,
all right. All right.
Not just buying. He's buying every single one of those pay per views. I don't think
not so.
Buying every single one of them. Him and Robbie, they're gonna. They're
That's
gonna,
right.
They both live in California. They're gonna double up on the pay per views.
469. I think this is Dallas.
Yo.
And again, maybe it's
¿qué
not.
Pasó, mi raza? That's my Mexican.
Hola, raza. ¿Qué pasa?
Órale.
That's my Mexican, George. How y'all doing, guys?
What do you say? Good, man. We can barely hear you, though.
Chinga.
That was
his
Mexican
Georgie. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Can y'all hear me good? Okay.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay. First of all, shout out to Virgil Ortiz Jr. I know it wasn't, you know, a 10-plus pretty much match, you know, how he wanted it to go, but at the end of the day, he got the W. That's all we can ask for. The guy just fights whoever they put in front of him. It's not his fault that, you know, Golden Boy doesn't have anybody on their stable that can probably give him a good matchup. I know I saw Jason complaining on Twitter, which is all good. Shout out to Jason, too. I'm a big fan of you, Jason. Shout out to – hey, where's Robbie? Robbie, what happened to Robbie?
He's gone. Where have you been? Who are we talking to here?
Jose, I know. I've been out for a while. There has been no boxing. So every now and then I tune in. I do catch y'all, the podcast, though, every Monday. I know y'all do it on Sundays.
When did you last listen to us? Like 2 years ago? Robbie's been gone. Robbie's on another show. He's gone.
No. Yeah.
He's not deceased. I mean, he's
Monday.
Just off the show.
Yeah, no. I know. That's what I'm asking. Is he on AM radio?
He's not on the show
is...
Monday either. Yes,
no,
on the show Monday.
I said
either.
I listen to you guys on Monday on the podcast.
You should listen to us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all week, baby.
All week, yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Let me ask you a question real quick. Are you really a big fan of Jason?
I'm a big fan of Jason. You know why? Because I log into this show to get entertained. And you know what? That guy entertains the heck out of me.
Oh my God! You must like watching train
wrecks. Hey. Anyways, shout out to Lewis. How's Lewis doing? Lewis, how's she
doing? He's
doing
well. He's doing well.
She's doing well.
He's doing really good. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Anyways, keep up the good work. Nacho, that was a long call. Nacho, 10 minutes. Dang, Nacho felt like talking today.
Bad.
He kept
putting quarters on the phone.
He's got a lot of knowledge, man. He's got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'll let y'all go. Again, shout out to everybody. Nacho,
arriba.
Robbie, Lewis.
Jason. La raza.
Jason. Viva la raza, Jason. Adios.
Orale, vato.
Who is Lewis?
I think he's talking about Lois.
Lois, okay. He's like, how's Louis? He's fine. I don't know. He's doing great.
No, he's talking about Lois.
Lois, okay. I'm like,
all right, he's talking about Lois. I put that together.
Okay, gotcha. All right, guys. Well, listen, man, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1 and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. On Twitter, you can always catch me at ringside73, and we will see you guys next week. Hang on, hang on, hang on.